You're listening to SBS News.
The world's economic outlook has been described as dire in a new report by the Global Economic Forum, the OECD. It predicts the global economy will shrink by at least 6% this year. Among developed nations, the UK is expected to be the worst affected. It says global recovery is likely to be slow and uncertain, and that isn't counting the possibility of a second wave of coronavirus infections. OECD Secretary General José Ángel Gurría Trevino explains.
The 6% decline in global GDP that we foresee in 2020, that is in the scenario where no second wave of infections happens. In the event that it would, the fall in global GDP would be over 7.5%, and we'd be looking at perhaps 40 million more unemployed.
Meanwhile, the WHO is warning that the pandemic is nowhere near over. The director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan, says the pandemic is still evolving.
Each and every country has a different combination of risks and opportunities at this point, and it's really down to national authorities to carefully consider where they are in the pandemic. This may be a pandemic, it may be affecting the world, but it's affecting each and every country in a different way, depending on when disease came, depending on how the initial responses were managed, and depending on how the disease is evolving at this point. By no means is this over. If we look at the numbers over the last number of weeks, this pandemic is still evolving.
The advisor to the British government at the start of the pandemic says introducing the lockdown a week earlier could have halved the number of deaths. The UK has the second highest number of fatalities in the world at more than 40,000. Professor Neil Ferguson, who was forced to resign from the government's advisory group after breaking social distancing rules, was speaking to MPs.
The epidemic was doubling every 3 to 4 days before lockdown interventions were introduced. So had we introduced lockdown measures a week earlier, we would have reduced the final death toll by at least a half.
The World Health Organization has called on Pakistan to impose a 2-week lockdown. The country has seen a surge in deaths and new infections since lifting virtually all its restrictions. The WHO is also warning that the virus is spreading exponentially in many areas of Central and South America. Carissa Etienne, the head of the Pan American Health Organization, says COVID-19 is advancing aggressively in countries like Brazil and Peru and surging in places where it had previously been limited.
Case counts are rising in Mexico, Panama, and in Costa Rica, where we are seeing increased transmission around the Nicaraguan border. In the Caribbean, cases are on the rise in Haiti. And after more than a month without a new case, Suriname reported a spike this past week.
Moscow officials have announced that there had been more than 5,000 coronavirus-related deaths in the Russian capital last month. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin says the illness caused by the virus had been the main cause of around 2,700 deaths.
От ковида умерло 5200 человек, это предварительные данные.
According to preliminary data, 5,200 people have died in May because of COVID-19, including 2,700 cases where the main cause of the death was COVID. We have counted both people with confirmed coronavirus and people who had a clear disease pattern. We did it in accordance with WHO recommendations.
Countries in the European Union are being advised to allow in travellers from next month. They've been banned since mid-March. The EU's Foreign Affairs Chief, Josep Borrell, says most internal borders will open by the end of June and then other restrictions should gradually ease.
The lifting of temporary travel restrictions at external borders will come at the second stage. Later this week, the College will put forward an approach for the gradual and partial lifting of these restrictions as of the 1st of July.
The EU has also said social media giants Facebook, Google and Twitter need to step up their efforts to fight the spread of false claims about COVID-19. Officials say disinformation can undermine public health responses and even kill. The companies are being asked to give monthly updates on their actions. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.